Wednesday night, Chovos Halvavos. Shara Bitochon, we're finishing Perek Dalet. We're up to the seventh area to exercise Bitochon. And we're talking about that we have Bitochon that Hashem will give us Gan Eden and Schar Nitzchi and Ruchnius Tikkun pleasure far beyond what we're able to imagine, far beyond what we deserve, far beyond sort of normal Olam Haba, we'll call it. Beyond that. Special pleasures that are reserved for special people. So we have bitachon that there is such a thing, but it's not a question of belief. We're not testing out someone's belief like the 13 animamins. We're talking about bitachon, and therefore, if you really have bitachon and you really believe it, then of course you aspire to it. You'd have to be foolish not to. If you really believed that by going to Yerushalayim tonight you could get 5 million shekel, so you would go. You would want to go. You would try to go. So if we really had bitachon that this unimaginable eternal pleasure awaits us in Olam Haba, there's no question we would try to get to it. If we don't, then it's because we don't really believe it. It's just, we pay lip service to it, but we don't really believe it. So the Chovos Halvavos goes through what he says. You want to get a special Olam Haba, you have to be a special person. So what kind of a person is this special person? This is like being like a Navi, on the Madrega of a Porush, a Navi, special people. People that go way, way beyond the letter of the law. And, you know, if you live according to Torah, you're pretty much assured of Olam Haba. You stay away from the Averis that give you Kares, and you're pretty much home free. So his first thing was that you have no value, you have no values in life other than love of Hashem. You replace love of everything else, whether it's love of family, love of pleasures, love of good things, love of art, love of traveling. Every subset, ooh, I really enjoy stamp collecting. So it's all replaced by love of Hashem. That doesn't mean necessarily that you have to give up all those things. Chavchalovus, nowhere, maybe in one place, we learned about the Prushim that lived without women outside the city and their front lawns or cemeteries. But other than that, he didn't even say then that that's what everybody should do. But he talked about it as this, you know, creating a certain mindset. So here also, the mindset when you have these pleasures, when you go through life, is that you're doing it in the service of Hashem, you're doing it to bond with Hashem. So that's the first step, is that it's really a bittul of sorts. The Tanya would call it bittul. It's you lose your sense of self, and it's a negation, and you say, I am merely a vehicle, or a conduit, a tzinor, to have the Ratzon Hashem be done.
As you said in the Devartar, I think it was last week on Shabbos, a couple of months ago, he was talking about Ahavas Hashem, but shouldn't that be mixed in with Yirat Hashem as well?
Yeah, but here he's like flying, he's beyond everything now. He's beyond the Torah, he's in the upper stratosphere of what a Navi would be. A Navi leaves off everything, or a Porush, or a Chassid, whatever name you happen to give it, someone I have nothing in life other than the will of Hashem. He's so bonded to Hashem, whether you call it Abba or Yira, his emotions are totally with Hashem. Hashem is the be-all and end-all of everything in his life, in his mental state. That's all he cares about. It's like someone who, you know, a fan at a baseball game. Like during those 3 hours, he just cares about one thing. You call him up, his house is on fire. He doesn't care. He just wants to know how that's going to affect the Yankee-Red Sox game. What's going to happen here? He's like so into the game. He's like, so that's what these people were just, they could be in the middle of a crowd and be mizbodeid with Hashem. So that's number one. You want to rise above and be that special person. That's different. He then says, we'll start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Umusimone Bale Adargo Haromo Hazu, other characteristics of people on this Madrega, he Hachshoras Bnei Adam Avodas Hashem. These are Simonim, he calls them. Someone on this Madrega of Avos Hashem, of being bonded with Hashem, of only having Hashem like uppermost in his mind, will first of all want to teach others, whether it's teaching Torah or inspiring people or being makariv people. That's like how you can tell you're dealing with such a person, because such a person is so enamored of Hashem, is so into Hashem, that he wants to spread the word. He wants everybody to know about it. He can't stand seeing people who are not plugged into this. So the one siman is Hachshoras Bnei Adam Lavodas Hashem. He teaches others. Again, he's makar of others. He inspires others. He's being machshir other people to Avodas Hashem too. Next, Vahatocheles Be'ez Hamivchon V'Hanisoyo. Even when things are going rough, when life is rough, he's so valid. He doesn't get angry. He is so. It's a nisoyo. Hashem knows what he's doing. Koma David Rachman Lutavavit. So this person is so, again, bonded with Hashem that when ostensibly bad things happen to him, or it's rough going, rough sledding, he totally accepts it as the will of Hashem. And he's, you know, it doesn't faze him. He doesn't get depressed. He doesn't get angry. He may try to climb out of it, but, you know, he accepts what happened as the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what we say, Chayav Odom Mavarech Al Arok, Shem Shem Mavarech Al Tova. He accepts it as the Ratzon Hashem. Vatocheles Be'ez Hamivchon V'Nisoyon. And now a third thing, a third manifestation, a third simon, is the I HaChashova Shum Dovar B'Meshino Geya L'Kiya Mitzvah Hashem. Nothing stands in his way when he knows that something is called on him to do. So nothing stands in his way. This is the idea of an Asayim. Before, we were talking about bad news, tragedies, rough going, having a difficult things happen to you in life. So this person's living with Hashem. He accepts it as a Ratzon Hashem. He does what he can, but he accepts it. He's not boeit, he's not angry. Now we're talking about the idea of an Asayon, that nothing will stand in his way. Someone will threaten you with, a person's supposed to give up all of his money and become totally poverty stricken in order not to be over alive. We don't like to think about it because, but if we had such an Asayon, someone would say, talk Lashon Hara, I'm going to take away all your money. And he could somehow force you to do it. So you have to give up all your money, not to be over a lot. So, you know, we learn and we say, yeah, but, you know, push comes to shove, you say, wait a second. This is all my money. I'm going to live the rest of my life. I don't know how I'm going to live the rest of my life. The first thing I'll do is, stomach's pikuach nefesh. You see, you can lose all your money, it's not pikuach nefesh. That's clear. Right? Because there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, you have to give up all your money and not be over a lot. But for pikuach nefesh, you could be over all the lot, except for three. To the Raya Shri, to the Zara. So obviously, you can give up all your money and it's not Sakonis Nefashis. Why are you going to Nefashis? You'll take stalker, you'll go through garbage cans. It's not Sakonis Nefashis. What?
Start over.
Yeah. whatever. Remember, the Chavis Alvavis said countless times, you're guaranteed Hashem will give you enough money to live, enough food, you're not going to starve to death. That's guaranteed. That's like breathing. It's like breathing. Don't worry, Hashem will give you enough money to live. Doesn't know what. You're not going to be able to have a jacuzzi, maybe. That we can't help. Anyway, so the third thing is the ability to withstand the shamas. In other words, someone says you could live with serenity the rest of your life, but you have to violate Hashem's will. Or you can say, I'll put you in a neighborhood. You know, these things are not so black and white or cut and dried. You can face these things, you know, you want to move to a better neighborhood. But it's not such good neighbors there. So that's what you're doing. You want a more comfortable life at the expense of Avodas Hashem. So you have to catch yourself and say, that's not... Stam, you want money to buy things and to have things. And you start cutting corners with your day. And you start playing around with your time. The Chavis HaLevavos is saying that he would let nothing stand in his way in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. He's talking about Nisyonos. Parshas Chananya Mishael Vazaria Kipshin Ha'ur Parshas Daniel Begovo Arroyos Vasor Aruge Malchus. I'm not sure Vasor Aruge Malchus, I guess, because most of them were captured and killed Lamaskono Lamaisa because they were teaching Torah when you weren't allowed to teach Torah. That's why he talks about Vasor Aruge Malchus, I imagine. Bulachain, therefore, Mi Shahedif is Hamovis Bavodas Hashem, someone who is Ma'adif, who prefers death when it's called for Bavodas Hashem, Alachayim Bahamroso, or Bahaoni, he's ready to suffer poverty rather than violate something, Al Haosher, or Bahacholi, he would be sick. Ala Brios, La Yisurin, Ala Shalva. If he prefers Yisurin, serving Hashem, to Shalva, cutting corners. Mitochis Masrus, Luxerus Hashem, Verotzom Benishpato. He welcomes it, he's fine with it. If that's what Hashem wants, he's cool with that. So then, Yeroy Lechazde Hashem, he's ready to be on this high Madrega. But no one will my boss. Asher Olav Amar Kosov Lahan Chalo Avayesh. Both shall say him Amale. For Omar Ayam Laros Olav Kimzul Osecha Yas Olav Machakaloi. For Omar Maratuvcha Shatsufanti Vireyach. So again, we have Bitocha that Hashem has limitless pleasures in Olam Haba, beyond the normal we'll call Yisrael Yesh Tov Chelik Olam Haba. You get that, you're zochet to that, by being a special person. So you get a special Olam Haba. And what's a special person? So he said, first and foremost, someone who replaces all other values that he has with the value of Avos Hashem, of being bonded to Hashem. Then he went through a few more things which would be manifestations of a person on that Madrega. Putting that Madrega is not common. No one's going to go out here and start doing that tomorrow. Why? Because it's not easy. Certainly not Chavis HaLevavos wise. You can do it, you can walk the walk and talk the talk, but you have to believe, you have to be holding there. We're not talking about keeping Torah now, we're talking about beyond the 613 mitzvahs. Okay.